Hello and welcome to day number 15 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. We are on our final week. Can you believe it? Only 1 week to go. And man, I'm going to tell you, God has really challenged me in our couple weeks together. And I hope that we have a great last week together and our journey together as well. Well, today we find ourselves in the garden, not the Garden of Eden, but the Garden of Gethsemane. And this last week, we're going to be focusing on the last four prayers of Jesus that are recorded before his death, right before his death on the cross. And so we're going to start today, and tomorrow we'll be in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then I believe the rest of our time, we will be looking at what Jesus had to say on the cross. So let's get started. Luke chapter 22, verse 39 and 40, and verse 45 and 56. And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." What's interesting here is in the garden, as Jesus is feeling the weight, and we'll look at this a little bit more tomorrow, but feeling the weight of what he's about to do and going to the cross. He is praying to the Father as he's experiencing this sorrow. And so were the disciples, it says. It says they were sleeping for sorrow. And then Jesus also, on multiple occasions, tells them to pray not to fall into temptation. And so as I look at this encounter here, this is our prayer tip for today. Prayer is our weapon for despair and against defeat. Prayer is our weapon for despair and against defeat. We see both of them here. Jesus was feeling sorrow, and you could even say despair to a degree. Even though he was and is God, he also took on the form of a man. And so he had those emotions and in that feeling overwhelmed, as we'll see tomorrow, as he cries out to the Father about that. And so what a great reminder from Jesus and in his counsel to the disciples that we need God's word, right? It is living and breathing, the Bible says, that the word of God is. We need that in our life. But we need more than just reading the Bible. We need more than just friends. We need to understand just how powerful prayer is to help deal with despair in our lives and help us fight against temptation in our life. And I know we've mentioned this in one of our previous prayer tips, but I think it bears repeating again, all right? One of the greatest opportunities to fight off Satan and temptation and despair and to experience victory, not defeat, is prayer. There's power in prayer, I hope, in this journey. If you didn't believe it before, you believe it now. That victory is found to those who fight on their knees. And that's my encouragement for today. Let's pray. Father God, help each one of us realize that there's great power in prayer, that the Spirit of God is activated when we pray to you through the High Priest Jesus. All three persons of the Trinity at work when we pray. And there's power in that. Give us victory from despair and give us victory against defeat. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. Fight, fight, fight. Fight this week and fight in prayer. And we'll see you tomorrow, day 16 of 21 days of praying like Jesus.